We celebrate our military veterans on Memorial Day, Veterans Day, with things like parades, ceremonies, other activities. When those respective days finish and we go on with our personal lives, how much of that remembrance for our veterans do we actually maintain and carry with us the other days of the year? Is our remembrance active or is it passive? My first guest today joins us to discuss how our showing of appreciation to our veterans absolutely needs to be an active one, and the ways the organization she is a part of makes that possible. She's communication director with Wreaths Across America, whose annual escort to Arlington is happening this coming week with several stops in New Jersey. Amber Caron, how are you today, Amber?
Hi, for having me on.
WreathsAcrossAmerica.org is the website. Find out more about all the work, not just in what's coming up with the escort to Arlington, but all the various programs, education, the connection to what our veterans are worthy of and what they mean. But let us start with the closest to us, the Escort to Arlington. Talk about what the program is all about, what this event is all about, and we'll look at some of the stops happening this week in New Jersey.
Wonderful, yeah. So the Escort to Arlington is, we call it, I mean, it's not official, but we believe it to be one of the world's largest veterans parades. Maybe the longest, I think that's fair to say. We, this weekend, starting on Sunday, December 7th, which is, Pearl Harbor Day, we will be, starting down the East Coast from Harrington, Maine, which is the down east region of Maine, which is where all of the wreaths are, all the balsam is harvested to make the veterans wreaths that are placed all across the country. We will have 10 tractor trailers, 11 Chevy Wrap vehicles carrying Gold Star families, Blue Star families, veterans, partners from our many veteran service organizations, and supporters all down the East Coast, about 200 people with all of our law enforcement that's traveling with us. And each day we are going to stop approximately 3 to 4 stops per day, Chris. There will be a school every day down the East Coast for a full week on our way to Arlington National Cemetery, where we will place wreaths along with 5,600 plus other locations across the country on Saturday, December 13th. The purpose of the escort is really to bring attention to patriotism, bring attention to our mission, which is to remember, honor, and teach. We feel it's very important to be in the schools and to help the youth understand what service means, what service looks like, meet veterans, meet Gold Star family members, hear the stories of these people's lives and why they chose to serve our country. And it's a great way for communities to come in together all down the East Coast and celebrate our nation's military and their families, really, because their families are truly a critical piece to this whole picture. And if you're not military, it's difficult to fully understand that, but when someone serves, the whole family serves. So it's a very emotional week for our escort participants, but it's a very meaningful one. And we have some fantastic stops in New Jersey that we're looking for. We'll be in New Jersey on Wednesday, December 10th, and Thursday, December 11th. There's a lot of stops in New Jersey, actually.
Yes.
Which is awesome. 4 stops.
I like the part, too, where you make it a point to stop at a school, because so many schools, I know it sounds weird to say this, but the Vietnam War, for example, that is almost considered to be ancient history and is being taught less and less. And maybe the Gulf War isn't that far away from being looked at in that manner as well. I had a conversation some time ago with the question being, is September 11th an event or is it already history? And when it becomes history, I think as soon as something becomes history, the understanding of the human side of the activity and the impact of what was experienced by the men and women in our military, that's put at risk, because it becomes more and more distant from the people in the here and now. And you're helping keep that distance as close as possible.
Exactly. I mean, you couldn't have said it better, honestly, Chris, because that's just it. I mean, think about this. I mean, I have a 16-year-old and 19-year-old, and they don't do anything in their school about 9/11, and which is disturbing to me on a level that I can't even begin to talk to you about. But these kids don't have, they're so removed from what it means to serve this country. And, you know, you think about the greatest generation during World War II, and everyone at home and abroad was serving in some capacity because it was a collective effort. And now our youth is just very removed. And I think you have to hear those stories of service and why it matters. I mean, we have a lot of Vietnam veterans traveling with us on the escort. We are partners, commemorative partners of the Vietnam War commemoration, and we're official welcome home partners. So we make a point to welcome home Vietnam veterans wherever we are able to meet them. And I think it's important for kids to understand, these were kids. They were kids themselves, you know, when they had to go. And in many cases, they had to go because there was a draft, and it changed the course of their lives, many for the better. Many not so, and it's important to understand that and to understand how that has impacted our country and probably the lives of people in their family that they don't even understand. So we do feel that it's a really big piece of our program. It's the biggest piece, I think, the teach part.
Talking with Amber Caron, who is the Communications Director of Wreaths Across America, wreathsacrossamerica.org, their website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. They're in the midst of, they're about to begin this coming week at various stops in New Jersey, for example, Jersey City, Homedale, Manalapan, and on Thursday in Lumberton. You can find out more if you're listening to, on the radio here in New Jersey. And if you're listening on the podcast further down south, as the route progresses down, you can find out all the information of locations and times at wreathsacrossamerica.org. And again, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Talk about the wreaths, Amber, because there is a symbolism. This isn't one of the little rinky-dink wreaths that you see at the gas station for sale for $5 on the, you know, the night before Christmas when you say, oh my God, I forgot the wreath.
Yeah, no, these are mail-order quality wreaths. They're all made, handmade here in Maine. All the bows are handmade here in Maine. It's a year-round process to make all the bows for all these wreaths. You know, the wreath is, you know, I'll say this, obviously Wreaths Across America, it's in our name, it's inherent in what we do. The wreath is the catalyst, right? The wreath is the thing that brings people together in their communities across the country. We are not decorating graves, Chris, which is why it's important that it's a living wreath and not a plastic decoration. You know, it's a, there's a lot of symbolism to the wreath. We do have on our website, we've actually put together what is a veteran's wreath, and each veteran's wreath is made of 10 what we call balsam bouquets, and each one represents a different characteristic or trait of our service members, and it's very meaningful. And we've put together a lot of thought into this. These are not Christmas wreaths; they're veterans wreaths. These are not about, this is not about religion. This is not about politics. This is about honoring those who serve. And when you place those wreaths, it's really important that you stop and say the name of that person, because when you stop saying their name, that's when someone is forgotten. So even if it's one time a year, think about it. I mean, we're going into our 250th year of the country, still relatively young, but in 250 years, I guarantee you that a lot of our service members who are laid to rest over these last 250 years don't have somebody to come visit them on a regular basis, right? Their family's probably not checking their gravesite anymore. And it's important for those people to still be remembered. They're part of our history. They're part of what made this country what it is. And so it's important to stop, say their name, maybe do a little research. This is where it's a great opportunity. Take a kid by the hand, take them to a cemetery to place a wreath on National Wreaths Across America Day and look up that person, you know, like talk about their life. Where did they serve? Why did they serve? You know, and that's a great teaching tool for kids to understand. One of the biggest things for me, I remember placing a wreath in Normandy in 2018, placing wreaths there, and I couldn't get over how young everybody was. I mean, we're talking 16, 17, 18-year-olds. I mean, almost half the cemetery. I mean, it's just incredible to me. I mean, these are kids. I have kids that age, you know. The thought of them fighting in war is just can't even comprehend. So it's important to stop and do that. And the wreath gives people the catalyst to do that, right? So it's a beautiful balsam, Maine balsam, handmade wreath with a red bow. And they're placed with care by volunteers all over the country. This year we're expecting just over 3 million wreaths
Wow.
To go to about 5,600 participating locations, which is 700 new locations since last year, which is incredible. And I think the reason for that growth, Chris, and talking to people, is that they participated last year at another location and they said, you know, I want to bring this to my community. I want to make sure the veterans and the service members and the families in my community are honored. And so they bring it back to their community and they get started there. And that's why it continues to grow, because it's something that collectively, no matter your background, your politics, I think we can all agree that our service members are deserving of our taking a moment one time a year.
Deserving, worthy, and we owe it to them. It's our debt, and we have to pay that debt. And there's so many ways that your organization makes that possible. And I was really lifted up, and you talk about the locations. There are cemeteries of all sizes. I mean, there are Arlington, of course, is the biggest one. But you look through New Jersey, pick a state, and they're all different sizes. And one thing I noticed was the smaller cemeteries went way over their goals of the wreaths that they needed. Mm-hmm. That was awesome to see.
Yeah, and a lot of those cemeteries, and again, just so everyone listening knows, all of these cemeteries are run by local volunteers. This is a very volunteer-heavy organization. Everything is done by volunteers. We have a very small staff nationwide, and we're so grateful for these people. And what they do, a lot of these folks who go over on their goals for their smaller cemeteries, they donate those extra wreaths that are sponsored to a larger cemetery, maybe a national cemetery in their community, maybe Arlington. And that's important because it's all collectively. This is not a competition among, you know, fundraising or among cemeteries. We're trying to honor and remember as many service members as possible. And if we're helping each other do that, we're going to make sure that happens. So it's great to see.
And this is why your support for Wreaths Across America, that's how this program is possible each and every year, along with the mobile education exhibit, the museum that they operate, the Gold Star Family Hospitality House. It just goes way beyond momentary recognition. It prolongs the opportunity to, as I say, for all of us who served, didn't serve, to pay the debt that we owe to everyone of all eras that served in honor and duty, and to be able to be educated with facts instead of politics, facts instead of conspiracies about these men and women who showed more courage than, quite frankly, way too many of us could even fantasize about having, and survived as best they can for as long as they could. Tragedy, yes. Prosperity, yes. There's no cookie-cutter military life, but there is a need to respect and honor those who lived and fought for our military. And that's what the work of Wreaths Across America allows you to accomplish. Find out more about the Escort to Arlington path that they are taking, along with various ways that you can become a part of the organization, help them grow even more, recognize more veterans even more. WreathsAcrossAmerica.org. We've been talking with the Communications Director, Amber Caron. Amber, thank you for how you help us pay that debt to our men and women, our heroic men and women. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Chris, and for letting us share this mission with so many of your listeners, and we're very grateful.